Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Today's cattle trade was all over the board. We initially started off weaker and then finished mixed. But May feeders finished today up 20 cents, 143.75. The feeder cattle index is 144.96. So we're a little bit of a discount to the index. But August feeders had a pretty wide range of about $3 with the low of 141.92, about a dollar lower than where it closed. But it closed down 47 at 152.77. Mid-morning, the market did have a reversal and was up $1.60 to $1.70. And so a lot of sporadic and confused trading going on. People that were short began to cover it, and then there were a few people that you're trying to buy, just anticipating maybe a 50% retracement between the high and the low over the last three or four trading days. But none of that really was successful, as the market did end up closing back lower on the day in everything but the front month, May. Live cattle were 52 higher in April, 124.57. Cash trade looks like it's going to be between 126 and 127 this week, while the April live cattle are 124.57. Junes and August were both lower. Junes down 32 and August down 17. The hog market today was under quite a bit of pressure, with August down $1.75 at $94.40.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 2nd, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 37,600 head this go-round, 12,340 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 10,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
The grain markets today were mixed here. We had corn up 4 cents. That was the strongest contract. And we had beans down 6, Chicago wheat up a penny, and then Kansas City wheat down about 3 to 3.5. Cotton futures fell under pressure today, down 63 cents. It looks like going into planting season, we've got some pretty favorable weather and also additional rains hitting the plains, southern plains here, where a large portion of the U.S. crop is grown, and also rains in the southeast. So pressure from outside markets, other grains competing for the same acres as cotton, and then also the rainfall has pressured that here today. Most of the action today actually came from outside markets, such as the crude oil. Currently, it's down about $2 a barrel at $63.19, as President Trump has strongly pressured OPEC to try to keep oil prices low. And of course, also this week, they've tried to completely eliminate Iranian exports by sanctioning all of the countries that are going to continue to import Iranian oil. So quite a big story there, and a tug of war going on between massive oil players in the global scene. And then the stock market, Dow Jones is up 29 at 26,469. All those stock markets, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, et cetera, are knocking on all-time highs there for those contracts. So quite a bit of positive momentum across the board there for the equities. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.